Aetna Incorporated is planning to develop natural gas wells near Glen Allen to supply local communities. The company recently licensed 44,000 acres of state land about 15 miles west of Glen Allen. Aetna Land and Resource Manager Joe Bovey says, unlike previous explorers, they aren't looking for oil to export.
It wouldn't be a real moneymaker or lucrative to any company. However, for our local demands, it would probably offset our fuel cost by at least 30 to 40%.
The data from previous exploration indicates there is enough gas to provide heat and electricity to the local area for 50 to 100 years. Bovey says the important thing about the project is it would keep people living in the Aetna region. Aetna would only earn about $100,000 to $200,000 per year, which would go toward operating costs. The current plan is to distribute gas to local residents and possibly utilities via a small pipeline. Houses and electric generators would have to be retrofitted to use gas instead of oil. Eventually, they might build a small LNG plant to get the gas to Valdez or Delta Junction. Right now, the company is working on refining seismic data gathered decades ago.
And to compare that, it's like, you know, looking at a black and white television from the 50s or 60s, reprocessing it. It will still be 2D seismic data. However, it will be more of a flat screen HD colored type, so we can reevaluate that.
Then the company will know where to build a production pad and start drilling. They hope to be done with exploration before the Middle Earth Frontier tax credits expire in mid-2016. State lawmakers passed the credits in 2012 to encourage oil and gas exploration in areas outside of the North Slope and Cook Inlet. He says the credit makes exploration worthwhile and ultimately will be a good deal for the state.
The cost savings at the school district, i.e. the state of Alaska, would have to be paying to operate the Glen Allen School over 10, 20 years, would save whatever you would end up paying in tax credits to a company to explore for natural gas or oil in a Middle Earth Frontier tax credit area.
Bovey says the company hopes to be sending gas into homes by early 2017.